Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion prevails. Today's chaplain is the Reverend Tony Robleski from the Brainerd Area Catholic Churches and Senator Coring's pastor.
Shall we pray? Almighty and eternal God, creator of the beautiful land of Minnesota, you've given us as stewards and caretakers. You have revealed your glory to all nations. God of power and might, wisdom and justice, through and in you, authority is rightly administered, laws enacted, and judgment is decreed. Let the light of your divine wisdom direct the deliberations of the Minnesota State Senate and shine forth in all the proceedings and laws made for this great state. May these your servants seek to preserve peace, promote happiness and joy in our land, and continue to bring us the blessings of liberty and equality. We pray, too, for the governor of this great state, for the other members of the legislature, for judges and other civic officials, and all who are entrusted to guard our well-being. We likewise commend to your unbounded mercy all citizens of the state of Minnesota and the entire nation, that we may be blessed in the knowledge and sanctified in the observance of your holy law. May we be preserved in the union and peace that the world cannot give, and having enjoyed the blessings of this life, one day be admitted to that life that is eternal. We make this prayer to you, O gracious God, who is Lord forever and ever. Amen.
Okay, we'll remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good to see you again.
All right.
Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Berglund, Betzold, Bonoff, Carlson, Chaudhry, Clark, Cohen, Dahl, Day, Dibble, Dill, Dahl, Erickson, Ropes, Fishbach, Foley, Fredrickson, Gerlach, Gimsey, Han, Higgins, Ingebrigtsen, Johnson, Jungbauer, Koch, Coring, Kubli, Langseth, Larson, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Lynch, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Moi, Murphy, Olsen, Olson G, Olson M, Ortman, Pappas, Pariseau, Pogemiller, Pretner, Solon, Ress, Roebling, Rosen, Rummel, Saltzman, Saxhog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Skogan, Sparks, Stumpf, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vandeveer, Vickerman, Wergen, and Wieger.
Quorum is present. Next order of business is messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House files herewith transmitted. House files 1219, 2599, 2636, 3157, 2896, and 3000. Signed, Elbin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House.
Next order of business is first reading of House bills. Does Pogi lay the one? They're printed on today's agenda. Senator Pogemiller, did you wish to lay House File 1219 on the table?
Mr. President, I'd like to move that House File 1219 be laid on the table. So it's Senator Wergen's bill, and I think she's aware of why we're doing this.
Okay. On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. First reading of House bills. They are printed on today's agenda. Next order of business is reports of and they're referred, of course, as indicated.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogemiller.
Did you do reports of the committees just now?
Yes. Next order of business, reports of committees. Senator Pogemiller to adopt.
Mr. President, I move that committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Next order of business, second reading of Senate bills. They are printed on today's agenda. Without objection, second reading of Senate bills. There are a number of next order of business motions and resolutions. There are a number of authors' motions. They are printed on today's agenda. Without objection, we'll take them as one motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. There are 2, 4, 5 authors' motions to be made at the on the floor. Just give you the names of the senators: Olsen, Ortman, Latz, Dibble, and Dole. Senator Olsen, Olsen. Senator Olsen, did you have a motion to make?
Mr. President, I'd move that Senate File 3285 be withdrawn from the Committee on Taxes and re-referred to the Committee on Transportation.
On the motion by Senator Olsen, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Dibble, did you have a motion to make?
Yes, Mr. President. I move that Senate File 2809 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security and be re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
The Dibble motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Ortman. Pogue, you have two motions. Senator Ortman.
Thank you, Mr. The light is on. There we go.
Okay.
Mr. Senator President, Ortman. I would move that Senate File 3439 be withdrawn from the Committee on Taxes and re-referred to the Committee on Transportation.
Okay. On that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Latz in the chambers. Senator Pogemiller, on behalf of Senator Latz.
Mr. President, on behalf of Senator Latz, I move that Senate File 2505 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and re-referred to the Committee on Transportation.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Dahl is not.
Mr. President, on behalf of Senator Dahl, I move that Senate File 2938 be withdrawn from the Committee on Taxes and re-referred to the Committee on Transportation.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion does prevail. There's one resolution printed on today's agenda, number 153. Without objection, that resolution will be sent to the Rules Committee. Next order of business.
Mr. President, remaining on orders of order of business and motion resolutions, I move the Senate take up the 12th order, introduction and first reading of Senate bills.
There's one to be read at the desk.
Senator Vickerman introduces Senate File 3633, a bill for an act relating to appropriations, appropriating money for Veterans Affairs, Military Affairs, and the Board of Animal Health, etc.
Okay. There's that's referred to the Ag and Veterans Committee. Introductions, the Senate bill introductions are printed on today's agenda. There's one change on page 8. Senate File 3627 will be sent to the Business, Industry, and Jobs Committee. Without objection, first reading of Senate bills.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogemiller.
Remaining on the order of business of motions and resolutions, I move that the Senate take up the calendar.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Okay, we're going to remind the senators again, there are 9 recorded votes. That's probably the last time I'm going to say that. And be in your seats. We're not going to be waiting around. First bill on the calendar, number 1 on the calendar, is House File 2590. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
House File 2590, a bill for an act relating to relating to health, allowing Emergency Medical Services Regulatory Board members to serve two consecutive terms.
Do we have other bills? Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted, desire to vote, secretary will close the roll. There being 45 ayes, 0 nays, the bill is passed. It's title agreed to. Next bill on the calendar, number 2 on the calendar, will be House File 3055. Secretary, we're going to wait on that one. Senator Cohen is not in the chambers. We'll take up number 3 on the calendar. Senate File 2667. No, we won't do that either. Senator Berglund is not on the floor. Take up number 4 on the calendar. Senate File. Okay. Apparently, for your information, the Finance Committee is still meeting, and these people, they have their bills or they'd like to be voting on these bills, so we're going to wait for a while.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogemiller.
Remaining on order of business of motions and resolutions, I think we're going to, let me just ask the desk, we're going to have to redo the vote on 2590. Can we come back and do that, or do I need to reconsider that vote now?
We could do it later. I guess we could do it later. Yeah, when everybody's back, we could.
Okay,
do it.
So then remaining on orders of business of motions and resolutions, I move that we take up the general orders calendar. And I move the Senate do now resolve itself into the Committee of the Whole for purposes of taking up the general orders calendar.
On that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed.
Aye.
Motion prevails. Senator Hand, did you have something to...
Yes, Mr. President. I'm just curious. The majority leader said that we have to have a redo of the vote of 2590. Why would we have to have a redo of the vote? We just voted on that.
I think Senator Pogemiller can answer that, but it's out of courtesy to those that are meeting in the Finance Committee that's going on now. Is that good enough? It's probably my fault for not catching that. So we're going to redo it. Let them be recorded. The first bill under general orders be number 4. Yep. She's also on the Finance Committee. Senator Betzel is. Senator Rest, you want to discuss your bill, Senate File 2369? Senator Rest.
Mr. Chairman, I move that when this committee do arise, that Senate File 2369 be recommended to pass.
Senator Rest on the bill. Discussion on the bill.
Mr. Chairman, this bill deals with background checks for those who are working in our schools. We had vigorous discussions in the committees to which it was referred. I've worked with Senate counsel to come up with an amendment that I believe satisfies the interests of all the parties. And so, Mr. Chairman, I would offer the A5 amendment.
Secretary will report the rest A5 amendment.
That's correct.
Senator Rest moves to amend Senate File 2369 as follows. Delete everything after the enacting clause and insert Section 1. This is Amendment A-5.
Senator Rest, on the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ordinarily, I would not offer on the floor a delete everything amendment. However, Senate counsel advised me that it would be much simpler to do so rather than a page in line, which would have been very complicated. The changes that are made are actually very small with regard to the section that the bill, the guts of the bill is placed in. And what the bill does now is to require the school districts to request the criminal history background checks from people, not that are just casual volunteers like a parent going on a field trip, but those who have regular contact with our students, regardless of whether they're paid paid or not. That is the... Mr. Chairman, I guess I need to progress the bill.
The bill has been progressed.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogemiller.
I move the committee do now rise and report.
On. On the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Senator Pogemiller.
I don't believe there's a committee report. Do I still need to make that motion?
Nothing to adopt.
Okay, then, Mr. President, I'd move that we recess till the call of the chair. We need to, members, the Finance Committee has to stop meeting so that we can meet. And we're trying to get that done. So stick around. But we really aren't supposed to conduct business while the Finance Committees aren't supposed to meet during the floor session. So I'd move a recess to the call of the chair, which should be very brief here.
On the motion to recess to the call of the chair, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. The Senate stands.
Mr. President.
Senator, we'll come to order. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, remaining on order of motions and resolutions, I move the Senate take up the calendar. Or do I need to reconsider that vote first?
Yeah, you should move the reconsideration.
Okay, then, Mr. President, I would move to reconsider the vote on the Senate calendar of House File 2590.
Okay. On that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Is that the only one we did? I think that's the only
yes.
one we did on.
Then, Mr. President, I would move that we take up the Senate calendar.
You want the calendar at this time without the members here, or do you want to go into general orders, or what do you want to do? Is the Finance Committee still?
Mr. President,
okay, we're
I'd withdraw my motion and go to the calendar. Apparently, the best way to go now is just to vote on House File 2590.
That's correct. Secretary will give House File 2590 its third reading.
House File 2590, a bill for an act relating to health, allowing Emergency Medical Services Regulatory Board members to serve two consecutive terms.
Secretary will take the roll.
And he doesn't want to do any more.
All right. Secretary, I've been waiting. All senators, having voted, desire to vote, Secretary will close the roll. With 61 ayes, 0 nays, the bill is passed. It's title agreed to.
Mr. President.
Senator Porcaviller.
Members, I propose we just take up the calendar, what's left, and then be done. Then we'll recess for the rest of the day until just for committee reports later. So we won't go on general orders today.
Okay.
Remaining on orders of business, of motions, resolutions, I move the Senate take up the calendar.
All right. Then we're on the Senate calendar on that motion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. The number two on the calendar is House File 3055, Senator Cohen bill. Is Senator Cohen in the building, in the office? I think he's here. I saw. All right, we're gonna skip over to number three, Senator Berglund's bill 2667. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 2667, a bill for an act relating to health, extending 2-year moratorium on radiation therapy facility construction in certain counties.
Mr. President.
Senator Hand.
Thank you, Mr. President. And members, I just want to call your attention. This is the bill we had some debate on the other day with respect to making the temporary prohibition of building radiation treatment facilities a permanent ban on building radiation treatment facilities. I just want to make sure members are aware that this is the final vote on this bill. And once again, just to remind people that this is a solidifying into law a monopoly of treatment facilities where they exist today. When we say that we're interested in reducing cost and providing benefits to patients, that doing this does neither of those things. It is not a benefit to patients to say we're only going to have the existing radiation treatments that are here today and no more, and it doesn't benefit patients by giving them any opportunity to have a competitive influence reduce the cost of these sometimes expensive treatments. And so, members, I would encourage a no vote. We do have a moratorium in law that we passed last April. We had an opportunity with Senator Scheid's amendment the other day to extend that for an additional year that we did not do. But we have a moratorium that extends for another year. We do not need to make this a permanent moratorium and foreclose the opportunity to have additional facilities built at some time in the future. We ought to respect the commitments that many of us made to find ways to do healthcare more cheaply and respect the relationship that we're trying to foster between patients and their doctors. So, members, I would urge a no vote. Thank
Secretary,
you.
Secretary, will we take the roll? Yeah, that's right. All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. We had 51 ayes and 10 nays. The bill is passed. It's title agreed to. Without objection, we'll revert back to number two on the calendar. House File 3055, Senator Cohen's bill. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
House File 3055, a bill for an act relating to state government, providing deficiency funding for certain state agencies appropriating money.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators have voted. Desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 59 ayes, 1 nay, the bill is passed. State will agree. Next bill is number 8 on the calendar. Senate file 2402. This is a Senate arrest bill. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate file 2402, a bill for enacting related occupations and professions, modifying provisions governing the Board of Accountancy.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators have voted. Desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 60 ayes, 0 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Next bill on the calendar for today, number 9, Senate file 2500. This is a Senate arrest bill. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate file 2500, a bill for an act relating to horse racing, providing for sharing of purse set aside and breeders' fund revenue.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators have voted. Desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. In 54 ayes, 5 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. We skipped over four bills because the House is dealing with those now. So, Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, is there any other work at the desk? There's an addendum.
There's an addendum. Reports of committees. Senator Pogemiller, motion to.
Mr. President, I move that
adopt.
I move that the Senate addendum committee reports be adopted.
On that motion, they are printed on today's agenda. Without objection. All in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. There's also on the next order of business on the addendum is a second reading of Senate bills. There are a number of second reading of Senate bills. They are printed on today's agenda without objection. Second reading of Senate bills.
What now?
There is a motion at the desk to be read.
Senator Berglund moves that Senate file 3290 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security and re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
Okay. Maybe you should tell the Senate what you're doing here.
Mr. President and members, these are bills that deal with TANF programs and appropriations, and they have had thorough hearings last year in Senator Marty's committee, so he believes that they can be forwarded to the Finance Committee.
All right. On the Senator Berglund motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails.
Mr. President.
Senator Pogermiller.
Members, we're going to recess only to process a committee report later in the day. There's a Senator Berglund's health care bill will be coming out of the, perhaps, will be coming out of the local government committee. And so early this afternoon, we have to wait for the committee report, though.
Okay, so, before that.
So we'll just recess to 3 or 3:30 or something along those lines.
And
Mr. President, it's just for the purposes of processing that, so members will not have to come back, just a skeleton crew.
Any announcements? Senator Marty.
Mr. President, Housing and Family Security Committee will meet in 15 minutes.
Senator Saltzman.
The Business, Industry, and Jobs Committee, we'd like to meet by 1:45. We have some very important bills, and we need everyone at the table. Thank you.
Senator Betzold.
Mr. President, the State Government Budget Division will meet at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock, State Government Budget Division.
Further announcements? Senator Pogermiller.
So, Mr. President, I misspoke. The local government committee meets at 3, so that committee report may not be available till 5 or 5:30. And we'll probably take the committee report from finance also, although I don't know that on the victims fund, although I don't know if that has to go to taxes. Senator Latz, does the victims fund bill need to go to another committee, or is it done now? Oh, so it's done, so... Okay, so, Mr. President, then I'd move to recess to the call of the chair, and the getting together is only for the purposes of a committee report, so members do not have to come back.
On the motion.
Tomorrow's session will be at 11, I believe. Michelle, session 11.
On the Pogermiller motion to recess.
Tomorrow's session will be at 11.
To the call of the chair. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. The Senate stands in recess.
Yes, we will revert to reports from the committees. There are 4 to be read at the desk. Secretary will report.
Senator Marty from the Committee on Health, Housing, and Family Security, to which was referred Senate File 3049, a bill for an act relating to children's mental health, requiring children's mental health providers to develop a plan for and comply with requirements on use of restrictive procedures. Reports the same back with the recommendation that the bill be amended, and when so amended, the bill do pass. Senator Cohen from the Committee on Finance, to which was referred House File 2553, a bill for an act relating to state government, creating a catastrophe survivor compensation fund, appropriating money, reports the same back with the recommendation that the bill be amended, and when so amended, the bill do pass. Senator Ress from the Committee on State and Local Government Operations and Oversight, to which was re-referred Senate File 3099, a bill for an act relating to health care, establishing a statewide health improvement program. Reports the same back with the recommendation that the bill be amended, and when so amended, the bill do pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Taxes. And Senator Ress from the Committee on State and Local Government Operations and Oversight, to which was re-referred Senate File 2926, a bill for an act relating to construction professions, modifying provisions relating to the electrical, plumbing, water conditioning, boiler, and high-pressure piping professions. Reports the same back with the recommendation that the bill be amended. And when so amended, the bill do pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
Senator Pogermiller.
Is there any other work at the desk?
Senator Pogermiller, we need a motion to adopt the committee
reports. I move that we adopt the committee reports.
Senator Pogermiller moves that the committee reports read by the Secretary be adopted. All those in favor of that motion, please say aye. Aye. Opposed? The motion is adopted. Second reading of Senate bills.
Senate File 3049.
Second reading. And second reading of House bills.
House File 2553.
Second reading. Senator Pogermiller.
all the work
Senator
at the desk.
Senator Pogomiller, the following people are excused. Senator Mua, Senator Limmer, Johnson, all day. Senator Langseth, 11:10 to 12:30. Senator Bach at 11:30. Senator Dahl, 11 o'clock to 11:25. Senator Murphy, all day. Senator Higgins and Pappas, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. for Monday, March 10th.
Madam President, I'd move that the Senate adjourn then till Tuesday, March 11th, 11 a.m.
Senator Pogomiller moves that the Senate do now adjourn until Tuesday, March 11th at 11 a.m. All those in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned until Tuesday, March 11th at 11 a.m.